The children's story is told today by Rick Hedstrom. I drug up a story. So first I'm going to read from Luke 21, starting in verse 25, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, walk around with your heads down and look down. No, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. So here is my story. There is a picture, that's not me, but there is a picture of a jolly green giant kite. Now, I think it was about 1973 when I was around 9. I looked on the can of green beans that my mother was cooking, because we ate all of our vegetables out of cans. Okay, I don't ever remember eating fresh vegetables. If it wasn't in a can, we didn't eat it. And on the can, the Jolly Green Giant green bean can, there was this kite. It said, hey, you can get a kite. You need 2 proof of purchase seals, which was the label. Okay, so I saved 2 labels from Jolly Green Giant green beans. And I estimated you had to pay the shipping and handling. And so I opened my piggy bank and I got some quarters and I stuffed them in the envelope, and the address was on there. And you could send away and you could get a kite. I thought, that's cool. I want a kite. And that is the exact kite that I had. When I Googled this, Green Giant did this promotion for many years and they had different versions of the kite. And I was looking through all these pictures, and I was like, no, that's not the one I had. And then when I saw this yellow one with the green giant bursting through, I was like, that's it. That was my kite. And so, you know, I did this. Now, and you can't put money in an envelope these days. If you try and send cash in an envelope, you're not going to get it. But that's what I did. 1973, no one stole the money. Somehow it got there. And on the label it says, you know, allow 6 weeks, you know, for shipping. And, you know, when you're 9, this was a really long time, okay? I mean, I waited like a week, and then I started volunteering to get the mail, right? I never wanted to get the mail. There's nothing in there for me. But suddenly, I was like, Mom, I'll go get the mail. And she's like, okay. And so I run to the mailbox every day, open the mailbox, looking for my kite. No, it's not there. But one day, I open the mailbox, there it is, my kite, right? So if you see that picture, that's huge, okay? For a 9-year-old, this was a massive kite, okay? And I was surprised. I didn't know it was going to be that big, and it was awesome. And I put it together, except that day, it wasn't really a windy day. I don't know how many of you are expert kite flyers, but it's got to be kind of windy, and it wasn't windy, or maybe it was raining that day. But I waited a couple days, and all of a sudden, this one day, it's a great day. I go up there to my elementary school, because you also need to have an open area where there's no trees and power lines and stuff. And so there was a field next to my elementary school, so I drug it up there and flew the kite, and it was awesome. And, you know, your goal when you're 9 is to fly the kite as high as you possibly can. I don't know why. And so I flew the kite that day, and everything was good. And then I got this idea, no, I'm gonna attach another spool of kite string to the spool I had so that it would go even higher. And I did this, and then I waited for a really windy day. Okay, so this one day, it's like super windy, and I'm like, today's the day. We're going to go fly the kite today. So I get on my bicycle, I drag the kite up there, I'm flying the kite, I let out all the string. The kite is like a tiny little dot in the sky, okay? For all I know, like commercial planes were being hindered by my kite. And then all of a sudden, this giant gust of wind comes up and rips the spool out of my hand, okay? And I realize, no, my kite, So I'm running after it. The school is the spool is like bobbing along the ground, and I'm trying to run after the spool, but it was going way too fast. So I jump on my bike, and I see the kite, right? It's like going over there, and it's starting to descend a little bit. So I am literally trying to follow this kite on my bicycle through the neighborhood around my elementary school, kind of like it is around here. I mean, there's houses and trees and whatever. And I see the kite, and it's coming down, and I see it, and I'm trying to follow it. And eventually it comes down, but I couldn't see exactly where it came down because of the trees and the houses, but I knew approximately where it was. So I go over there on my bicycle, and I'm looking everywhere. And I rode around and around and around in that area for maybe an hour, and I sadly had to let it go. My kite is gone. I will never get it back. But every time that we would drive by there in the car, I would always be looking for it because I knew approximately where it was. And so we'd drive by there in the car, and I'd be looking around. You know, my mother would say, "What are you looking for?" "Nothing," because I didn't want to tell her that I stupidly lost the kite. So one day we were there in that area, and again, I was, you know, my face pressed to the window, and I'm looking out the window, and for some reason, this time, I looked up. I looked up, and what did I see? At the very top of a giant tree, the bright yellow kite. There it is, my kite. Now, instantly I knew it was unretrievable. Because at that age, I was an expert tree climber, daredevil, and even I would not climb that tree because the branches were too thin up there, and it was way high. But at least I knew where my kite was, and it gave me hope that maybe one day it'll come down. You know, but it was really tangled up, and the string was wrapped around. And so for pretty much years, every time I would go by that location, I would look up in the top of that tree, and I could see the yellow, and my kite was there. And eventually, a couple years later, there was a hurricane that whipped through the area. And after the hurricane came through, the kite was gone. And I don't know what happened to it because it was a bad storm. And the moral of the story is that sometimes, in order to find what you're looking for, you gotta look up. And even then, every time I went by there, I learned to look up because you had to look up to see that kite. So, things are pretty bad out there, aren't they? And there might be a lot of fear and trouble in men's hearts, trouble in my heart, but we must take our eyes off of ourselves and put it on Christ. And in order to do that, we've got to look up because our redemption draws near.